Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1088, May 31st, 2023. 106 degrees on this day in 1934. 106. And 33 degrees on this day in 1989. The swimming season has officially arrived. Tomorrow's June 1st. If you own a lake home or you have a pond on your property, pond would be good for you, Bernard. You need to call my friends at Aquaside. They've been helping people maintain great lake shores for more than 60 years with a complete line of lake and pond control products that will take care of everything from weeds to algae. The products are easy to use, they work quickly, and they're registered with all the agencies. No need to let weeds overtake your lake or pond this summer. Call Aquaside today. Describe your problem. They'll get you the right products, and your place will look great all summer long. Call Aquaside at 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Height in the newsroom, and, of course, the rookie. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and the keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
We're joined in the studio by the legend himself, Tom Bernard, who has now morphed his longtime career on radio to a podcast.
That's a familiar story for you.
It is. We've run into each other. Not infrequently, but this is the first time we ever sat down together formally.
Yeah, right. That is true.
And
You were on his podcast along with Mr. Moeller.
It was years ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah, it was about 11 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you, by the way. I sat down in my chair.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only chair in this studio that says toilet on it.
So, that's Royce's show notes.
That's
great. Royce. So I'm sitting in the toilet seat. That's great.
I have notes for the show. Toilet.
Thank you. He's got one topic.
Right. Do you miss radio?
Not at all. I do not miss radio.
Really?
Actually, you and I talked about this 11 years ago when I started my family podcast. That, I mean, it depends on, obviously, I'm not talking about Hubbard Broadcasting, what I'm about to say, because they have money.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is just about over.
Yeah. Well, AM certainly is, don't you?
FM is too.
Really?
They're all deeply, deeply in debt, and they're not going to make it. There's no way. My prediction: 3 years from now, this show will do rev share on radio.
Really?
This will be the leader. You'll do rev share. Well, you did a syndicated show, so you know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So my opinion, and again, like I said, the Hubbard family, they're billionaires. Everybody knows they're billionaires. I'm not revealing anything. They pay their bills. You put together the other three biggest outfits in town, you got about $20 billion in debt.
Really?
How are they going to make it past that?
What's going to replace that vacuum?
Right here. Podcast.
They literally will take this show.
Big money.
One thing I will tell you about the Hubbards that I've always admired is I don't think it's a coincidence that they put together a bunch of podcasts that are different times of the day, because basically they're constructing an entire 24-hour radio show or
station.
Yeah, so it's stations, but show, station, whatever.
Right.
I'm sitting in the toilet. Right. I'll say whatever I want.
He's in that crapper.
My opinion is this, that... Well, first of all, there's no money in radio anymore. Anybody who wants to make any money is not going to get into radio because there's no money in it anymore.
What about satellite radio?
Satellite radio, God, I've never been a fan. I got to be honest with you. I try to listen to that Sirius XM. Are you pulling my... Yeah. I have some friends that work there, obviously, and you know that's nice and all the rest of it. But no, I tell you, honest to God, like I said, I talked to you about this 11 years ago, and I tried to talk Cumulus into doing exactly what they did with you. But they were too busy taking the money and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So
wait a minute. Wait, time out.
Yeah.
How come, okay, everybody rips you off, Barrero's been ripping you off for 20 years. Bernard comes in, he says, hey, we got to rip off Sushira in the podcast. No. We got to go. And,
Dan, I didn't say that.
That's rookie. I love you, but you, Dickens, you.
Can we stick to the format?
Yes, okay.
Oh, I like that.
Rail right back on.
I got some questions that I've always wondered. You're a North Minneapolis guy.
Yes, sir.
Born and raised. You were close to your mom.
Very close to my mother.
And do you have siblings?
I have three brothers now. My youngest brother died, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Three brothers, two sisters. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
If you had it to do over again, would you do something else for a living before you started radio?
No.
Really?
No.
The second part of the question, are you the last to ever have accomplished that, going right to radio without having done anything else? I can't think of anybody else.
Well, I was a dishwasher at Donaldson's.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Not many people heard of
those. Doesn't count.
Yeah. Oh, I did a lot of bitching, so a lot of people heard me. That's true. No, I will tell you, the two things I want to get out of the way very, very quickly, because they tend to be very emotional. I walked in this building the first time when I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. That's 52 years ago. Mm-hmm. I started here at 1500 KSTP. And I started I ran the Jesus tapes. You know, this is a true story, by the way. Remember the Jesus tapes?
Those anymore. Probably still sitting over there.
They used to run religious programs on Sunday mornings, right?
Yeah.
So they always called them the Jesus tapes.
Yeah. Right.
So my first weekend, I'm a big shot. I had to take the bus over because I didn't start driving until I was 21. Right. So that was a thrill.
And that was here. This was on University, correct?
Yeah, it was here. It was in this building. It was upstairs in the old 1500. I think they redid that in 1990,
Many times.
So in any case, so I walk in the building 52 years ago, and I went, what the hell am I doing? I don't belong here. You look around. This is a very impressive building, first of all.
Yes.
It just is. So just to walk back in this building after all this time is pretty amazing. Because I have all these magnificent... Well, we were walking down the paneled hall down here. Mm-hmm. I said, man, I remember the first time I walked in here and I went, man, they got money. They got paneling. I thought that was a very big deal, right?
Tom, you told a story a few years ago back when you were still on the air. You had come over here for a visit. And you remember our front desk gal, Sharon.
Sure.
And Sharon was avant-garde, shall I say, a bit different. And she said to you, and it cracked me up, you told the story. She said, Tom, your life has really turned out okay, hasn't it? You really made something out of yourself.
Well, not really.
And that was such a Sharon thing to say.
Well, yeah, that's probably true.
We really miss her. She was a lot of fun.
I understand. Can anyone duplicate what you've done? And I think you've already answered that. No.
Yeah, not anymore.
Radio's gone.
It's going to be gone. I would say maybe three more years. If I owned a bunch of radio stations in smaller markets, I would come to you, I'd come to me, I'd come to all the people. You know, Phil and Judd are great people to deal with. And I would say, look, this is not syndication like you went through. This is a rev share. We want to use your content to make money. And we'll give you, probably want 30%. They'll probably want 65% and you'll get 35%. Mm-hmm. It'll cost them nothing. Mm-hmm. They just keep selling it in their market. And so everybody makes money because we can't afford to have 12 people working in, I worked in Grand Forks. I know it's hard to believe, but I got fired several times.
Really?
Really hard to believe. And then no one would hire me in Minneapolis, St. Paul, so I had to move to Grand Forks, North Dakota, which was fine.
I didn't know you moved away.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not know that about your career.
Twice I moved away because both times nobody would hire me. I know it's really hard to believe that I could be unpleasant at times.
Catman.
Tom, I don't know if you know about Joe's deep-rooted negotiations, but he and Patrick years ago had to negotiate with the replay.
I'll tell Tom that story.
There you go. I like that.
We're doing Monday Night Sports Talk back in the day.
Sure.
And they came up with the idea of doing a Saturday Sports Talk.
I remember that, too.
And I forget what happened.
Well, you were approached by station management.
Yeah, the management said, would you guys mind if we gave you $50 each to do what? To replay
the show.
To replay Monday Night Sports Talk. And I said,
hold on.
Let me talk to my partner here.
Yeah.
So Royce and I went out in the back and rolled around on the ground for a few minutes and came back in and said, yes, we'll accept that.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's $2,500 a year. I mean, you know, what the hell?
To do nothing.
But I think we've touched on something momentous here, and I want to conclude it. That career is gone for young people. The career of a guy in your teens deciding, I'm going to go into radio, I like it, I want to be part of it, that's, in your estimation, that's not going to happen anymore.
No. Well, the one thing that still remains is, and you guys changed that a lot, and I wanted to thank all of you for that, by the way, because you and the Hubbard family, having faith in you, opened new doors for people. You know, I've been doing the podcast for 11, almost 12 years now, but I couldn't talk anybody into doing anything. This is my favorite part of it. So Cumulus buys it. Is there anybody you hate?
No.
Nobody.
Kenny hates all of us.
Kenny just hates
You're sitting with three of them.
Yeah, there you go. But honest to God, Cumulus buys the station like 11 years ago, I think, something like that, which is why I started the podcast, because I knew I'd never be able to work for them for a long term. Ended up being 10 years or whatever, 11 years almost. But I set up an appointment with the vice president. It was John Dickey, maybe the biggest jackass I've ever met in my life.
Okay. It's out.
No, it's been out for a long time. I'm not really too good about lying, like being nice to people that I don't like.
I just can't do it.
I can't do it. I cannot be nice to someone I don't like. So he sets up the appointment. He said, why don't you fly in on Thursday? It's in Atlanta. They were in Buckhead. And so, I was always very uncomfortable. You live in Buckhead?
That doesn't sound right.
That's very close, isn't it? I'm very close to something that's not so complimentary.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you're doing a caller ID or you're doing a station ID in Buckhead every hour.
Listen up, Buckhead.
Yeah, that's the wealthiest suburb of Atlanta.
Oh, it is, absolutely. There's a lot of money there. Yeah. You ever been to Irv's, the oldest bar? Ike's or Irv's, I can't remember. It's been there for 125 years.
Never been there.
Wow. It is unbelievable. So anyway, I fly in Atlanta. I get there. I stay at some hotel overnight, and I get up in the morning and go to my meeting, and I'm sitting out in the lobby, and this person comes out and goes, you know, I hate to tell you this, but John doesn't have time to meet with you.
Oh,
Jesus.
I flew here from Minneapolis to Atlanta, stayed overnight. I've been sitting here for about an hour. Now you tell me he doesn't have time to meet me at all? And I said, I want you to do me a favor. I'm going to go and get in a taxi right now. And I can't tell you what I called him because, you know, they're still editing. Yeah.
Sure.
But you tell, it starts with, I think it starts with an M and ends with an F.
All right.
Okay. Or there might be an F in the middle of it.
F in the
meatloaf.
Middle.
Meatloaf. You tell him he's a meatloaf.
Meat float.
Yeah, it's meat float. It's a meat float.
That's what it was. You tell him that if I ever see him again, it ain't going to be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do this to people. It's the rudest thing that's ever happened to me. It's just unbelievable.
Aside, little sycophantness, your street cred's already. You don't do that to Tom Bernard.
Yeah, you've been a bit of an earner for him, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. I believe that year, well, we were the highest rated morning show in the nation. Which, by the way, I never found out until they fired me. They never told me that.
They never sent out, hey, way to go.
No.
Oh, congrats God, no. to all, and then reply
no,
on email.
No, okay. There was none of that at all. And I understand I've got an edge to me. I do, and I know that, and I, you know, some people get a little
uncomfortable. Remind me, though, Tom, who owned the station before Cumulus? Was it Disney?
No, Disney was two back. It was Citadel.
And Citadel had no interest in any type of outside programming, podcast format, none of that?
No, none of it.
Really?
None of them would hear anything about that whatsoever. They just didn't want to talk about it.
So what happened with this guy in the meeting?
Any interaction later in life with him?
They're a little, not in person.
Not in person. Hey, meet me at Herb's and Buckwood. I'll be down there.
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'll be down there.
What did you listen to when you were a kid?
Who did I listen to on the radio?
Yep.
A lot of Rob Sherwood, no doubt about that. True Don Blue, mostly KDWB, I guess. But then I worked at WDGY in 1975. So there were a lot of people over there, Jimmy Reed and all those people over there. But yeah, pretty much I grew up with the Rob Sherwoods and Trudon Blues of the world.
Well, what
cool, fun.
What enticed you about it? What did you like about it?
I said, these people are BSing for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They're not. This is not work.
Right.
Like I do that standing on a street corner on Plymouth Avenue and Bryant, you know, what I do already. And that really is true, by the way. What I do on the air is what I've always done.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to tell people this is not a radio show in any way. And this is back when I started radio. I said, this is not a radio show. This is a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And most people just don't understand that. You guys understand it because that's what you've been doing forever, right?
Oh, I remember the first time I heard your morning show. It was the second time around. And I was on my way to work. I was already enrolled in Brown Institute, but I hadn't started yet. And you came on the air. And Colhane, God, I love Dan. He was such a sweetheart.
Phenomenal man.
Great guy.
Yep.
And I could hear you paging through the newspaper. I could hear the sound of the pages turning.
Yep.
And it was that moment when I decided, I don't want to be Wally Walker. I want to do a morning show. I want to talk. I want to do, a real show. I don't want to just announce Led Zeppelin and mm-hmm. Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know? Mm-hmm.
Or any of the guys you grew up with, do you miss them? Boone and Erickson, Steve Cannon.
Oh, yeah. Cannon, I got to know rather well.
That was quite an outfit for a while.
You're absolutely right, and I should throw that part in there, because I did listen to Boone and Erickson, I listened to Cannon, I listened to the whole station, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, the fun you used to have with them. Oh, my God, that was fun.
Well, some of them didn't think it was all that much fun. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, it got to the point where I used to go to dinner with Cannon once in a while, and then it got to the point where he just didn't want to do that anymore because his ratings were dropping and mine were going up, and it's like, I'm not competing with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're just professionals.
It's just a deal. Yeah, right? So, it was a tough road to hoe there for a while, and I just... It's been really interesting because, once again, I am not real good at ass-kissing or being nice to if I'm being nice to you, I'm sincere, because I am not going to be nice to someone just to try to suck up. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, you're describing me to the T.
I know that, Rook.
I don't even know if I like you, Tom. I'm still kissing your ass.
And now the show is the Tom Bernard Morning Show, podcast only. Strictly podcast.
That's correct.
Yeah. Who's with you on that show?
About... Everybody from KQRS.
You rotate in.
Yeah, I brought everybody in except for Mike Evans, and he's retiring at the end of the year, so he didn't come. But everybody else came. I had a couple of people, Kristen Burt from Los Angeles. It's literally kind of the old KQ morning show, but a couple of additions there. You know, Sansevier's on there. We got Gelfand. I should bring Gelfand into this show so he can start talking politics. He'd go, would you please shut up?
He's got to be about 90 now, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
How is it that everything Mike says is funny? I mean, he is the funniest man I've ever heard.
He's
got a punchline always ready, always available.
One of my favorite Mike Gelfand stories, the first year he's out there, right? First year he's on the show, he's in the... kind of like the lunchroom, I guess, of the old building. And he's sitting there, and he's got both his hands over his face like this. And he's leaning his face, he's like facing the desktop with his hands over his eyes. And I said, Mike, what's wrong? Yeah. And he goes,
well, I've got a huge problem. My wife and I only have one thing in common. We both hate me.
I said, this guy I can work with.
Yep.
I can work with this fellow.
Yep. He's never had a job, has he?
Oh, God. Like you and Royce, he's got that newspaper deal.
How's your garage door working?
My garage door's working great, actually.
Well, this is the last day you could take advantage of getting your garage door checked for free.
I could do that.
By Precision Garage Door Twin Cities.
Ladies and gentlemen, Precision Garage Door Twin Cities with Joe Souchere.
I don't need those pipes.
Do you know how much outfits charge to get that? They better snip at that right
away.
Well,
it's a 25-point
inspection. I'm going to have some of my Coca-Cola.
There we go.
Are you an actor, or is this really good Coca-Cola?
Whoops, let me...
This is the last day GLers can take advantage of a free 25-point safety inspection. It's normally an $85 value. They're not trying to sell you anything. I've met with these people. They're my new garage door people. They don't want to linger. They'll fix your garage door correctly. and leave you in peace. And they're available on weekends, and they don't charge extra for weekends. And they really know their stuff. It's a family-owned business. They serve the metro area in western Wisconsin. PrecisionDoorMN.com. And this is the last day to sign up for the free check. Your GLers, you'll figure it out.
That's right.
You know, I don't know if there's a time cutoff, like 6 p.m. or whatever.
In
but
by
they'll
midnight.
Take care of you.
Yeah, there you go.
They'll
right.
take care of you. And if you want to get a hold of them, get to PrecisionDoorMN.com.
'Garage Logic town council member. Here's what you're missing.
I need a binder. Anybody got a binder?
Does that mean rubber band?
Yes. One day he was doing that in Maplewood. He was looking for a rubber band and he was walking around. Hey, I need a binder. Anybody got a binder around here?
I said, what's a binder?
You know, those stretchy things that keep things together.
You mean a rubber band?
No, a binder.
I call it a rubber band.
No, Rook, it's a binder.
I had the same thing happen to me the job I had when I was out of radio. The boss asked me for a binder. I had no idea what he was talking about. He goes, you know, a rubber binder.
I thought a binder is a three-ring
file.
Thing. That you
yeah, like a, yeah. exactly. Yeah. Me too. And this guy told me it's a Minnesota thing, but obviously it's not if you guys all call them rubber bands.
Yeah. I'm sorry, John, but you're greatly mistaken.
Go behind the scenes of Garage Logic with unfiltered audio and video access, invites to exclusive events, an emailed newsletter from the mayor himself, and more by signing up at GarageLogic.com.
You know, right now, temperature in the 90s, and it's humid, and you're relying on that air conditioning unit that's going click, 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 quack, quack, quack. It's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be smooth as Tom Bernard's voice.
Oh, well.
I'm talking about Welter Heating, online at welterheating.com. If you do have that air conditioning unit that's making noises when you flip the switch, or don't flip that furnace off without having it checked out if it's making noises. What do you want for experience? 100 years? Okay, they've got it at Welter. How about 4 generations? That's just the pudding on the cake.
What?
Or is it the cherry on the sundae? I forget which.
You should use it as Mr. George W. Bush.
Schedule an appointment online at 612.
Pudding on the cake.
825-6867 for the cake's pudding. Don't put pudding on your furnace. No, welterheating.com. The Welter family is great. When they came on Garage Logic, they said, we know what a wonderful show Garage Logic is, and we just want to get the word out that we're not fly by night. 100 years, 4 generations, 612-825-6867. Request an appointment online at welterheating.com. When it gets warm, you better call Welter.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life. Joe Soucheray.
What do you do? Where do you go when you want to see all of your favorite power sports brands? All the latest motorcycles, the ATVs, the side-by-sides, all in one location? Well, you already know the answer. You hit up the giant cathedral of motorized fun at Moon Motorsports in Monticello, 25 minutes west of the metro. They're the leader in both Honda and Yamaha ATV sales, and both of these exciting brands have delivered to Moon several new models that are ready for you right now. You can see them and the entire new and used inventory at moonmotorsports.com. Now, let's be honest here. Everybody loves wheelies, and Moon Motorsports has an upcoming Kids Day event featuring the popular Wheelie Wizard Stunt Team. It's coming up Saturday, June 17th. Bring the kids for that. They'll love it. They are Moon Motorsports. There are ATV, side-by-side, and adventure motorcycle brand leaders. South side of 94, just west of 25 in Monticello, and on the web, moonmotorsports.com.
Tom Bernard is with us. What do podcasts offer that radio can't?
Well, first of all, I assume that you're one of the owners of this podcast.
No.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
Well, not literally.
Because I literally am.
Well, that, you're ahead of me.
No, I'm the only one. But we're all going to end up being in business together, and there's no way you could, I suppose you could buy a radio station if you wanted to, but...
And the way you're talking, in about a couple of years, I'll be able to afford one.
Yes, you will. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
Well, yeah, let's clarify that for the listeners.
Right.
I understand what you mean. You came on board and podcast under the Hubbard umbrella.
Yes.
But you're bringing your own revenue to the
correct.
Table.
Yeah, yes.
And I don't do that.
No, I understand that.
We have whoever goes out and sells us.
The guy in the checkered suit.
Right, with the clown shoes. Yeah.
With the clown shoes. Right. That's a nice touch.
Was KQ ever locally owned?
Oh, my God. I don't think so. It had to have been at one point, obviously.
Yeah.
But our first owners, when I got there, it was a couple of lawyers in Washington, D.C. that owned the radio station.
Really?
And they did not want to hire me because they met me.
I'm detecting a theme here.
There's a theme. Exactly. No, it was never locally owned since, it had to have been.
At some point it had to have been.
But then it was the, what the hell were they? The McKenna brothers. Mm-hmm. They were the McKennas. They owned it and they sold it to Disney, which, by the way, was just 25 years of heaven.
Really?
You want it, you got it.
Really? Oh, wow, really?
Oh, yeah. I don't care what you needed, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Iger and I became pretty good friends from that whole deal. He's back, but mm-hmm. that company's changed quite a bit now, too.
Yeah.
I got two stops today, Target and Disney. What do you think?
Right.
Thank you very much. Great.
Right. Right.
KEVE-FM was the... Original, original caller. Yep. And then 82, they went to switch an oldies format as KGLD before returning to the simulcast, and the KQRS calls less than 2 years later.
Yeah. It was very novel for it to be an FM station, correct?
It was, absolutely.
Yeah.
We were AM and FM at that time.
Right.
K Adam and K Eve. You know who worked there?
Who?
Dave Dudley.
Really?
6 days on the road.
Really?
He worked there. He was a disc jockey.
Oh, wow.
And also, one guy died there. That was a nice touch.
What happened?
I said, he was a disc jockey.
That's what
On the air, did he keel over?
Yeah, he died on the air, apparently. Yeah. Might have had a little too much dishwheel at some point.
He was doing something else with the razor blades and cutting tape.
Maybe. Okay. That's a possibility, too. But, yeah, apparently it just, and literally, I guess for 15 minutes, it was like, chick, 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 This can't be good.
Back to the Jesus
show. You mentioned the decline of radio, so I'm curious, because I've always been a nerd listening to both of you guys growing up, or the neighbor to listen to Twins games.
Sure.
When did it change?
When did radio change?
Yeah.
When podcasting came along.
Really?
When digital came. Like the whole world. Streaming television is huge now. I mean, I watch much more television than I ever used to.
Think about that. The 22-year-old, the 25-year-old, doesn't read the newspaper, never listen to AM radio.
Never.
And even they get everything's on demand, whatever they want to listen to, whatever they want to. And then the podcast, that's what they get on their phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rogan or whoever the case may be. So I think that had a lot to do with it. Wasn't replaced with those listeners. When those listeners left, they weren't replaced with anything.
Well, and I will tell you, I the one gift that I have in life, I'm very, very good at math. I told the story this morning, as a matter of fact. I walked into a bar a couple of years ago, and I looked up, and they had these little pull tab deals. I'm not a gambler, but I looked up, and I saw it. Said, "Catherine, we need to buy that." She goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "We'll win." And she goes, "How do you know?" I said, "I did the math in my head. The winning thing," they said, "is still in there."
The buyout?
The buyout. Bought it out, several hundred dollars, and they lied. It wasn't in there.
What do you think of that action?
So I should have won several thousand dollars, and instead they had to give me my money back, I guess. Yeah, the winning ticket was not in there. So
what time do you do your podcast?
With the family or the morning?
Was there two? Is there still two?
7 to 10 in the family, Bernard family.
7 to 10 is the morning show, and then 10:15 to 11:15 is the family podcast, which I love working with my family. I just love working with them.
Oh, but that's a quick turnover, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I did that on purpose because I got sick of waiting around for a couple hours. Like, I got nothing to do.
Plus it gets rid of everybody else, right?
What do you do with your free time? Are you playing much golf?
I just started to play golf again after 6 years because, again, once I flew to Atlanta, and he didn't even do the meeting. I went, "This is just about over."
Mm-hmm.
Doug Sprinthal's calling. Apparently he's listening.
Doug, he's selling some vehicles.
Selling a vehicle or two. Well, you got fired.
From Walter?
You believe that?
No, because he was a really good guy.
Anyway, you're playing golf.
Now I want to go after Walzer.
Do it on your show, please.
Yeah, do it on my own show, yes, exactly. No, Paul Walzer is still a great friend of mine. I just don't work with them anymore. But Paul retired, and that was one of the reasons I don't work with him anymore.
Got it.
No, Paul's a great guy, no doubt about it. But Doug Sprinthal is even better. So,
good guy.
Let's go back to the question.
I forgot. Do you ever imagine a conventional retirement?
No, I don't think I could. Yeah. To be honest with you, we just had a 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time Monday rolled around, I was like, okay. Yeah, what, okay, good.
Right.
I do. I have to have something to do, and I will have to the rest of my life.
Well, you know what Bud Grant said? Everybody needs some place to go.
Yeah.
And you don't do this from your home.
No, I do it
you
from...
You still have your studio in the warehouse district?
Yeah, no, it's not in the warehouse district anymore. It's in St. Louis Park. Oh. It's right next to
Pavic, right? Isn't it right at the Pavic Museum in St. Louis Park?
No. Well, it's not that far from there, okay. But it's closer to... You know where KFAN is?
Yeah.
That building? It's the next building over.
Gotcha.
So it's that... I keep forgetting the names of these companies now.
Why do you know where KFAN is?
Well, I used to work there.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Just know if you're secret right. meetings over there.
I still have friends that work there. That's the only reason I knew where it was. It's right. nice. It's a hell of a lot nicer than any place I ever worked. I can guarantee you that. Got columns and everything. Pardon me.
Of all the people you talked to on the air, did you ever become close friends with any of them?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Gore Vidal and I became very, very close friends. Yeah. And what's funny about that is if you take me and Gore Vidal, people go, you two have nothing in common.
Polar opposites. Right?
Yeah. Polar opposites. That's exactly right. But that, I think, has a lot to do with what the press did over the years. You know, painting this picture of blah, 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 Tom's this and Tom's that and blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. One thing I will tell you I don't like about some Minnesotans, not all of them. There are many, many wonderful people here, and I was born here and raised here. But they really do like, you went through this in a way. If you get to be successful, you have to prove to them why you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They don't like big shots in this state at all.
Nope.
They don't like that at all. I mean, you know that, right?
Yep.
I think we learned that in the last legislative session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, I was in a situation where it just, I don't know, they just went after me, called me this, and I was that. I mean, I can be very specific if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I've been called a homophobe, a racist, an anti-Semite. I've been called everything.
That was the taxi. What was that?
A protest in front of the station, right? Wasn't there a big protest in front of the station?
Oh, yeah. They got really mad at me because 100 taxi drivers came over and peed on the building.
Yeah.
The next morning on the air, I said, I don't work in that building. They did not like that at all. They didn't care for that. You can go ahead and pee on that building all you want. I don't work there. I don't
take it.
You know, Tom, I'm curious. You've obviously been offered the chance. Did you ever consider leaving this market?
Nah, not really. I thought about it once in a while. But as far as I was, I lived in New York when I took the job. I was doing voiceover in New York, and I got a call one day from Dave Hamilton saying, you want to do radio? And I had found out, literally, this is how that happened. My wife, we've been together 42 years, been married for 39 of them. My wife called me from Minneapolis because I was in New York. We used to live 20th Street and 2nd Avenue. I loved living there. But she called me and said, Tom, I've got some great news. We're going to have a baby. And I said, great news, except for the fact we can't raise a baby on 20th Street and 2nd Avenue. That ain't going to happen, right? So I said, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, Catherine, but we'll work it out. We'll track something down and everything. It'll be good. I can just do voiceover from there, and it won't be working here. But I literally, back in those days, just like this, put the phone back on the cradle. The second I put it down, it rang, and I picked it up, and it was Hamilton going, hey, you want to do the morning show at KQ?
Mm-hmm.
That is the coincidence. It was, unbelievable. So, yeah, I said, yeah, okay. And I literally told Catherine, you know what, I'll probably take this radio job, be there about a year, and then I'll, you know, that'll be it. 37 years later, you know.
We were thought to be at war once, you and I.
Oh, you got very pissed off at me one time, I remember. That was hilarious.
It was.
No, the way you handled
it.
You're
going like this, holding his forehead.
No, I just thought it was great the way he was. See,
I was defending the newspaper.
That's how I grew up, though.
Yeah,
is fighting with people. Right. I mean, it's the North Minneapolis. Man.
It was the '88 World Series.
Was the '88 World
and
Series?
And you constantly. Well, when were they in the World Series?
'87.
'87.
'87.
And every morning on your show, you just waxed eloquently about the coverage the Star Tribune had, and it was driving me crazy.
No, not you.
And because we were. Really doing well. I still had Royce then and me and all other people. We were covering our butts
off. I thought you were at the Star Tribune then.
Not, no, I was gone there by 84.
Yeah, oh, Sid 84? Ran him out of there.
Sid fired you what year? No, no, no. Did he really?
Well, he was party to the effort.
He made sure of it.
But anyway,
you got to go. Get out.
When we had our first kid, he sent a snowsuit over, postage due.
The house. Yeah, so well, that was three years earlier. I thought you were still there.
No, and so I called the station. I said, I got to talk to this Bernard. And I got you on the air, and I got you on the phone, and I said, you know, there's a St. Paul paper, too. There's two papers in this town. Mm-hmm. They're both covering the World Series, and you said something like, I don't give a bleep.
So my usual.
Right.
Usual
and then you took umbrage at that. You got a real red ass about it.
Not
and, yes,
me.
You did.
What?
You got a real red ass about
Whoever
it.
Whoever heard of it?
And then I ended up defending you on some preposterous claim
that.
The public was
that.
Making about your position with Somalis or something. And I said, no, he's not doing that. Are you people crazy?
I remember you doing that, actually.
Yeah. So
I believe I thanked you for it, but you probably
not
didn't.
Not eloquently enough.
Oh, well, that was just a given.
He thanked the columnist in the strip.
This guy.
I want to thank Sid Hartman for covering me in the Star Tribune.
Exactly.
That's but all guy. Those years... We never really sat down formally together, ever.
No, I used to run into you once in a while.
And I've never met
him.
Garrison Keillor in person. Never met him.
I tell you what, he's... Matter of fact, that's a coincidence you mentioned that, because I'm going to call him later on today.
Say hello to him for me.
Well, do you want to go to dinner with us?
Not really.
Yes, you
Why
do.
Not? Yes, you do, Such. Yes, you do.
At your house.
He's already trying to cancel...
In fact, he's already canceled.
Tom, he even offered to pick up the check. That's,
no, that's what I heard him just now.
Well, if you want to be kind enough, put me in the loop. We'll see. Yeah.
No, I'm just telling you. I got to call him.
So Garrison, I didn't know this. Do you frequently see him?
No, not at all. I talked to him once in a while on the phone. Mostly it's leaving messages. You know how everybody now, nobody ever talks on the phone anymore. They just leave messages.
Right.
So once in a while we go through that. But I have not in the last month and a half. I talked to him, I think, actually it was early April. Okay. When I talked to him, and so we're going to set something. I ran into his brother last week, though, over at Midland Hills.
Didn't brother. Know he had a brother.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah. I had no idea.
Do you find that when you talk to him, occasionally he will be, hey, Tom, how are you? Good to see you. And at other times he's...
No, he's very nice to me.
Okay.
He's very, very kind. I think it's the same situation with it would be like you guys, Patrick Royce. I mean... You can't just be around for 45, 50 years and not be good at something.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And I think Garrison does realize that, and he respects talent. He really does. No, I mean, he hired Tim Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Russell's phenomenally talented. Tim Russell's great.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So, no, that, I tell you what, I will get to work on that today. It'll probably take about 8 years to get it done. But, you know.
Well, before I let you go, tell us again.
What, are you going to fire me, too?
No, I don't do that. I'm very intrigued by your vision of this future for this.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to take what you say to heart, because I think you know what you're speaking of. And so you see podcasting not only thriving, but changing for the better.
No doubt about it. Hmm. There's no... one thing we have to do is... And I don't know what they're going to do about ownership, because one of those outfits, and one of them is $19 billion in debt.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to ever catch up?
You can't.
There's no way. You got no shot.
By the way, $19 billion in debt and already had declared bankruptcy once.
Yeah, so you know this.
I know exactly who you're
talking
about.
You know all three of them I'm talking about, don't you?
Yep.
I mean, it's a grand total of almost $30 billion.
To the point where a large advertiser with that conglomerate and I were discussing, how are they getting away with it?
I don't know.
They already declared bankruptcy one time. Yeah. I don't know how they're getting away with it.
I don't get
it
either.
Why don't you just tell us who you're talking
about? I'm not
about.
Getting sued.
The Cumulus?
Well, you don't have to...
What's to sue if you're speaking the truth?
I
Truth is a defense.
So, but you guys are talking, you're talking major markets here. Don't you think in the smaller markets, like, say, St. Cloud, Rochester, Duluth, and smaller, that radio is still pretty vital and vibrant?
For now it is, but I got to be honest with you. If it's not going to cost you anything and you don't have to pay any employees and you can do this show in the mid-afternoon, you can do Phil and Judd for an afternoon show, you can do my show for a morning show. If you can offer all that just for a rev share, you don't have to do anything other than put it on the air.
And the other part too, Kenny, that Tom mentioned earlier, when you're not harvesting and cultivating any young talent, and you can hear that clear as day when you listen to either satellite or if you're listening to small town radio on your drive across the country, if you're not cultivating that young talent, then there's no point.
Yeah, but Tom clarified that the days of a Tom Bernard walking in off the street and choosing this for a career are pretty much done.
They're done.
But, Joe, you're also not... But there's got to be some kid at the board that has an interest in doing it.
Right. And how are they going to ever reach, I don't want to brag about it, but our level of skill, let's just say we know how to do the job. How will they ever reach our level?
Not going to happen.
The seventh grade Tony Lee sitting in Highland Park thinking, I want to put bits together and become great at it, won't have that venue.
No.
To become that success, or the Tim Russells, or whoever.
Right. No, that
or the rookie.
Very, very important.
No, you know, sitting at,
or the rookie. Rookie does not sit at the table with Tony Lee. Rookie is picking up the audio scraps from Tony. Half our bits are done by Tony, it's not by me.
It's the Tom Bernard show, and the Tom Bernard and his family show. And they're both show. Available. Don't, you tell us technically how
they're
available.
Don't try to usher him out the door. We're not done.
I'm celebrating his show.
We're not done yet. Rodney Dangerfield. Let's get to it.
Oh, you want to hear that story?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a story about Jerry Seinfeld? Seinfeld and Jeff Cesario told me this story. And you've never heard it. Oh, good. I'm glad you remember that.
I don't think so.
So far, I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. So I was told this story long ago. Because I was actually offered a job to go on tour as Rodney Dangerfield after he died, right? I couldn't really do it and still, you know, do a radio show and all that. But so... I'm talking to Seinfeld and Cesario, and Cesario's first day, he moved from Minneapolis to Los Angeles to start working in the business, right? He's taking care of business. And so he hooks up with Seinfeld, who knew him from, you know, some work he had done in New York and the circuit and all that. That's exactly right. So Seinfeld and Cesario are walking down the street in Los Angeles, and Seinfeld says, hey, by the way, would you like to meet Rodney Dangerfield? Because he's right down at the Comedy Store two blocks from here. And I'd like to introduce you. And he goes, oh, God, I'd love to meet Rodney Dangerfield. That'd be wonderful. So they're walking along, and as they get there, Rodney comes out to get in his limousine. The timing was beautiful, right? This gorgeous timing. They walk up, Seinfeld says, Rodney, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. He's the first day in town. He literally just got here. I picked him up at the airport. He's a great writer, producer. He's going to go to work with Dennis Miller on his TV show. He's a brilliant, brilliant comedian. He's from Wisconsin originally. Rodney, I'd like you to meet Jeff Cesario. And Rodney leans back and he goes, Cesario, huh? Italian, huh? Stick to the tumbling.
Wow.
Is that a phenomenal thing? All Italians are acrobats. I want you to know that.
Can you stay with us one more break?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to. All right, because I have a different direction. I have a different direction I want to take this. Unfortunately, I'm going to tell you about the sad times in your life or when you have to arrange.
Are you speaking of the good people at Mueller Memorial,
sir? I am. They are great people. I've known them all my life. They're in the third generation. I know Scott Mueller very well. They've been helping families over these tough hurdles for more than 75 years. I parked both my parents with them. They did a fantastic job. They handled the difficult details. You think it's frightening and fraught with anxiety and fear, and they make that go away and help you understand it as they create a celebration for a life well lived, whether it's a funeral or a cremation event you need, they'll take care of it. There's a book that Scott has written called What to Know Before You Go. If copies are still available, you can get one free by going to MuellerMemorial.com/GL. That'll answer all the commonly asked questions about death, grief, and funerals in an informative way, same as they do in person. These are the right people to get a hold of. You won't be disappointed. They really are really great people. It's MuellerMemorial.com.
K&L Surplus and Ammo offers one of the widest selection of firearms in the region. K&L carries 10 different brands of ammunition, including Aguila, Armscor, Federal, Remington, CCI, Magtech, Sellier and Beloit, Norma, PPU, and Hornady. K&L also carries many different brands of firearms, like Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Canic, Glock, Springfield Armory, Rock Island, Rattay, SKB Shotguns, Hawa, Tika, Henry, and CZ. KLGunStore.com.
Minnesota Masonic Charities has started in 2006 when so many of the Freemasons came together and said, let's get this done right, and let's get this done so efficiently that people are going to be pleased. Well, they are doing it. And recently, Cameron Zurich, a junior football player at Chanhassen High School, nominated teammate Tyler Smith. In addition to being an exceptional football player, Tyler shows extraordinary kindness and compassion to all of his teammates, but especially team manager Welsie Parker. We will have a video that describes her story in greater detail on the Garage Logic website coming up very soon. We interviewed Cam Zurich last week on our Kindness Chronicles podcast. Some of you may be familiar with Kevin Gore, co-host of the podcast. We were able to surprise him and share his story that was selected for recognition. These stories and more with their wonderful scholarship program can be viewed at mnmasoniccharities.org. That's mnmasoniccharities.org. They're doing fantastic work, and they're on Garage Logic to spread the word. No more secrets, no more funny hats or secret meetings. Learn more about this outfit at mnmasoniccharities.org.
Rocking out, man.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and he feels fine. Joe Souchere.
Kenny Olson.
Just a few hours left, I guess, depending on when you've downloaded us. The Memorial Day sale at Maple Grove Lock and Safe ends today at 5 p.m. on select Liberty Safes at the showroom there, 6901 East Fish Lake Road. It's the USA series of Liberty Safes that are seeing some drastic markdowns. The USA 36 marked down $369.99. The USA 50 in textured black, that's $419 off. And the USA 50 in gloss white or gray marked down $519. And remember, Maple Grove Lock and Safe, they're going to toss in a safe alert device with every USA series safe that you buy there. You can see all of these safes and so much more at the website, maplegrovelockandsafe.com. But stop in and visit Rich, the owner. Be sure to ask him about delivery and installation. And for you GLers that stop in today before the close of business, Rich is offering 20% off any in-stock safe that is not already on sale. So in my world, that means everything in the showroom is on sale, right? 6901 East Fish Lake Road in Maple Grove, and on the web, maplegrovelockandsafe.com.
Tom Bernard is with us. How important was music to you? All that music you listened to for 40 years at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Are you an aficionado of rock and roll?
Used to be, yeah.
Do you still follow it at all?
No, nowhere near as much as I used to. When I was 11 years old, I joined a band. I played in a band from the time I was 11 to 19. So I did a lot of singing, and I was a drummer and did all kinds of different things. But it was mostly about the performing part that I just loved. I loved mm-hmm. it. But when I was 11 years old, something else happened that maybe pushed me into the music business. This group called the Beatles came out. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, yeah. Whoa.
And you're another drummer that thought you were better than Ringo.
Oh, that's one of the greatest lines of all time. When George, excuse me, not George, when John and Paul were being interviewed once, they were asked, do you think that Ringo Starr is the best drummer in rock and roll? And Paul said, and I quote, he's not even the best drummer in the Beatles.
Well, pretty damn good.
That's a great line right there.
What musicians, you've taught to a lot of musicians in your career.
Yeah, over the years, yeah.
I'm guessing, was John Mellencamp a favorite of yours?
Oh, he's a great guy.
Is he?
Really good guy. Plus, he's good at picking out women. You ever notice his girlfriends are rather attractive?
What about Neil Young?
Met him once. He's a bizarre human being. Yep. Very weird guy. But pleasant enough.
Yeah.
Actually, most of those guys, tell you the truth, they're all... There are very, very few people that came through that were not pleasant to deal with.
I was just going to ask that very thing.
Who wasn't pleasant to deal with?
A guy named Rich Hall, who was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
Sat and looked at Sniglets. That was his thing.
Right.
Never said a word the entire 10-minute interview.
Rich Hall, the former news guy on SNL?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's a bummer.
What an
I thought he was. I thought he was funny. He had dry humor.
No, and, I agree.
But I like when people are good to the help. When they're not good to the help, that's unfair.
But you also know it, too, because it's theater. When you're getting up to go do a morning show, if you're a comedian or whatever, you know, okay, now it's time to flip the switch, right? And some people just don't possess
that. Were you a record rep?
Yeah, I worked at Capitol Records because nobody would hire me in radio for a while. Yeah, from 1977 to... I guess about 1983, I ran the central part of the United States for Capitol Records, which again was a hell of a job because, you know, the Billy Squires of the world and the Knack, and we just had these huge hits. It was just fun. God, my God, it was fun. Mm-hmm. So, and I didn't drink back then because if you drank as a record guy, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it would literally kill you because they all want to drink with you.
Yeah.
So I just said, well, I'm doing this. I'm not going to drink.
You don't have to get up in early anymore. Why do you do the podcast so early?
Because I love the... We did that very intentionally. By we, I mean my end of it. I don't know about the Hubbards or whatever, but I saw this coming several years. When you started, was it 5-6 years ago doing this?
It'll be five in September.
September of 2018.
And you did both for a while, radio and podcasting. Right. Brilliant move, by the way. Mm-hmm. But... That's one thing I've always loved about the Hubbards and Ginny Morris is she went, no, this could be something a lot bigger than it is. She's very good with that stuff.
Tom, they brought us in. They sat us around a table and they said, we are discontinuing Garage Logic. And our pants were all full of crap going, oh, my God.
Rook and I stared at each other and went, oh, okay.
My wife's going to be thrilled. And then they finished the meeting after we got all that, oh, this is terrible. We're sorry. You know, it's she went into business mode. And Dan as well said, but those of you that want to stay on and do the podcast.
But
we are. Go ahead, Kenny.
We need to be honest. They gave us a pretty nice see you later package.
No, this isn't negative.
Tom, I had a year off, basically.
So just like my package.
It was a good package.
In fact, Tom, on our very, very first podcast, and I can pull up the tape, Kenny wanted to establish right away that I am having 6-day weekends.
Yeah, I had a 6-day weekend for about half a year there.
Let me just finish what.
Get to the important point. The important point is that was the beginning of the end of radio.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was absolutely. The
ratings mechanism did not accurately reflect what was happening. It was a lousy way to do ratings for radio.
Unless you're number one.
But especially for AM radio.
Yeah. You don't go into a coffee shop and hear a talk show. You'll hear
it's music. Yeah, it's always music.
But this was the plan in this meeting. The end of this second half of the meeting was, those that want to stay and do the podcast are welcome to. You'll be independent contractors. And we're building you a podcast studio so that we can, you are a guinea pig. And it was a bold move. We walked out of there going, okay, this isn't as bad as we thought. There was a nice severance package, and you're going to get paid to do a podcast. So it was a continuation. So it wasn't just fire these guys, they're morons. It's fired.
Not the way I remember the story.
Let these guys go, and we're going to go forward with, again, being pioneers in a new venue.
Absolutely.
Which is podcast.
Not the way I remember it.
You don't remember it that way?
What I remember is, you guys are done. Silence. I said, what about we do a podcast?
Oh, it was your idea.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
no, I remember. I did remember
that's true.
About that. Yep.
No, they weren't saying, hot damn, now you can switch right over to podcast. It was the door. Or, what about a podcast? At which point they said, well, yeah, let's try that. And this studio was an afterthought.
I guess I must have been pretty hammered.
It's not like
that's when I went home and got hammered and called in. That's right.
In fact, Tom, I don't know if you ever heard the very first podcast that we ever did.
Joe had
built up so much energy about this very first podcast, and rookie hit record.
Hello, everybody.
No, stop practicing.
God. Jack and Lauren.
This was doing this on the show.
Act like it.
Did it start?
Wait, go. Hit the play.
Where's John at?
I'm not ready yet.
Did it start?
I didn't
start
know without what the hell was going on.
This is the first 30 seconds of the first podcast.
That's phenomenal.
In fact, a listener had tweeted at us and had the plane, you know, flying off the tracks, wobbling, and said, hey, hell of a first start, boys. But, you know, we learned, right?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Well, I will tell you, it. Even though I had been doing a podcast for 5 or 6 years, the fact that the Hubbard stepped up, that any broadcast company stepped up and said, we're going to do this, we're going to do a podcast, and we're going to be... I learned from you guys, by the way, that when I did switch over to 100% podcasting, it's going to take me about a year before people even know where the hell I am.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's true. And I learned that from you guys, because at first... Nobody knew where the hell you were.
Tom, I ran into two people this weekend that said, I sure missed you guys on the radio.
Yeah, we're still getting that.
The other side of that is we're destination listening. People don't discover us by accident.
No.
Hear something they hate and then fire off an email. Right. They have to look for us and find us. And there's a pretty good chance that they're fans. There's not a lot of hate listening going on with podcasting.
No, you're absolutely right about that. As a matter of fact, I just think at some point we will have to promote each other on our shows because it's only good for everybody. Because your listeners, my listeners, we probably have some the same, but mm-hmm. Some probably.
I think we always have, Tom. I think
we absolutely have.
Yeah,
I used to
get
calls all the time about that very thing. I just think that if we all do just kind of do what we're doing, this is going to morph into something really, really cool. I'm telling you, it's going to be unbelievable.
I have a question that I've always wondered. How did you get out of doing the state fair every year?
I said, F you. It was pretty easy, actually.
We've also tried that.
We overrode that.
I am doing the state fair this year.
Oh, you are?
For the first time in about 9,000 years.
You know what? I bet you'll love it.
I do like the state fair. It's just, you know, there's one guy that... I don't know, man. If I see him, I might have to bring a 357.
We got a guy a show.
Do you really?
Yeah, we got one guy per show.
But this guy looks really dangerous.
Oh, they're there, baby. They're out there.
Yeah. Like, hey, can you see this 357 Magnum?
Where are you doing it from?
Probably ours. From our studio.
From our studio.
Yeah. Awesome.
I think that's
cool.
It's a Saturday, I think.
Cool.
I'm not sure.
All
but,
right.
But you got me going back now, and it's, you know, like I said, I got no problem with any of this stuff. It's, you know, I got like an advertiser. I talked to an advertiser yesterday, and he said, I'd like you to do my commercials and blah, blah. He's out of Dallas. I said, yeah, it's no problem. So when do you want me to do, it's a very quick little procedure. It's not... I suppose it's a medical procedure, but nothing invasive or anything like that.
Right.
I said, when do you want me to do the procedure? He goes, what? I said, well, I'm not going to talk about something unless you do the procedure on me, too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hurt me, right?
Right.
He goes, no. I said, well, I'm not going to lie to people. And say, oh, this is great for me if I didn't do it.
Right.
So there'll be none of that. You know, this stuff, I will tell you. And
God, this a swimsuit area? Enlargement?
Maybe.
What the hell, Joel?
Let me put it this way. Because we're about the same age. The last time I took a little blue pill, I went, hey, this is going to be great. And Kathy goes, oh, by the way, I'm going out with my friends tonight.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Really?
Oh.
So I get to sit around with the stick shift the whole night. That's great. That's fantastic.
Coat rack.
Coat rack. There you go. So, hey, listen,
you want to play ring toss.
At the risk of dropping the atom bomb, I have to give you a little bit of props because you gave me my own personal highlight in my long and storied radio career. You know exactly what this is. So it was the day after the three of you, along with Barrero, did the Vince Flynn tribute. at St. Thomas Academy,
yes,
right?
St. Thomas Academy.
And I want to thank you for introducing Vince to Joe and Rookie. That was very nice of you to do that. But the next morning on the show, Terry had asked about the night, and she had said, "Oh, were all the guys there?" And then, of course, she said, "You know, were Joe, Rookie, and Reavers there?" And you said,
"Who's Reavers?
Who is Reavers?" And I went, "What is
What is a Reavers? What is a Reavers?
What's a Reavers?"
I've used that soundbite.
That's good.
Yeah, that was awesome. That made my day.
What was he doing? Just being honest.
Yeah.
He didn't know who the hell is Reavers. What's going on?
Tom Bernard, you guys. Tom Bernard Morning Show and the Tom Bernard Family Podcast.
We're going to work together for many years, you know. I don't give a rat's ass how old we are.
That's right.
Oh, that whole retirement thing you say, Tom, about not knowing what to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Yeah. No, he's awful.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go golf. No, you're not.
Tom, he'll take a day off and then cancel the day off so he can come in and work.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned golf because I mentioned it on the air this morning. Patrick and I played a round of golf about 25 years ago.
Right.
I didn't know you could score 200.
Oh, boy.
We sucked both of us so badly. Oh, my God, we were horrible.
He lines up east to hit it west.
Let me close with this because you guys brought it up. When I walked in here to sit down and see the two of you in particular, it brought back Vince, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was really difficult at first because I do miss that sumbitch.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's lovely wife. I get to see her once in a while. She's with her new husband, great guy.
Yeah.
Lisa's just fantastic. But yeah, I mean,
Tim, his brother, I see him all the time, and he's a great guy.
For a cop, you mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't got half a brain, but that whole Flynn family, they're just what you see is what you got. And again, like Joe said,
best name dropper in the world.
Best name dropper of the world, and you didn't feel like he's like, "I'm at this sheik's house," or "I'm in Russia's basement."
Oh, yeah. King of Jordan.
I know.
It just didn't sound bad at all.
Well, when he's having dinner once a month with Rush Limbaugh, I'm like, Jesus, really?
Yeah.
He's I do miss him quite a bit. He's a hell of a guy.
I miss his books,
family.
Too.
His books are phenomenal.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. What a great pleasure this is.
Nice of you to be here, and we'll be back in just a moment.
But before we go, Joe, I got to ask you a question. You ready for mosquito season yet?
No, man, are they bad.
MoShield.com, Suchi Boy, that's where you need to go. GLers, get on it right now. It's Ray and Mike, the father and son team that own and operate two franchises of Mosquito Shield right here in the Twin Cities, and they've been at it for years, and they will take care of you and your yard because getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks is their expertise. They aren't like other pest control lawn care companies that also spray for bugs. They focus on the mosquitoes and the ticks only. And that's because they use their proprietary blend that's specifically formulated to rid your yard, and it was invented by the founder of Mosquito Shield, and it's used exclusively by the company. You can't go buy this stuff on the shelf, and it works. They will take great care of you and your yard. They come out every 10 to 17 days for an application. And if for any reason that you need them in between applications, they will do an additional service call at absolutely no charge. And that's because they want you to choose when it's time to go inside, not the mosquitoes and the ticks. So go online, MoShield.com. Just put in your zip code and you're going to find them. Or give Kelsey and Mike a call directly at 612-619-1556. If you mention GL, you will get $50 off your service. It's Mosquito Shield.
You cannot stop him. He'll just make a move. Joe Soucheray.
Tri-State Bobcat. We're talking Little Canada. Little Canada. Hudson, Burnsville, and soon to be St. Croix Falls. They've got a couple of Toro Time Cutter Zero Master mowers on sale. You should probably check into run these numbers. It's not going to last too much longer, truth be told. The Toro 54-inch Time Cutter MyRide Suspension, $48.99. Toro rebate, $200. Tri-State Bobcat throws on another $200 rebate. Final price, $42.99. That's a dang good price. I drove one of these over in Hudson. Fantastic machine. Now listen to this one. It's a 50-inch time cutter, $38.99. You take off a $100 instant rebate. Final price, $37.99. But wait, this is where the warranty starts getting piled on. The Toro, well, first of all, the Tri-State Bobcat Special, 5-year warranty. And then you have the Toro Total Care Warranty Extension. That's a $460 value. This Total Care deal, that means pickup and drop-off delivery within 25 miles covered. don't have to deal with that. And up to a 30% reimbursement rate on covered maintenance items from Toro. So to sum it up, you get a dang good price, and then you get so much warranty, you'll never need another mower again. Tri-State Bobcat. We have the Metro covered, Burnsville, Lil Canada, Hudson. Tri-State has Owatonna covered with Mankeys. And be looking for a Tri-State Bobcat coming soon on Highway 8 in St. Croix Falls. You can see everything at tristatebobcat.com.
I'm intrigued by the story of Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster, a real nun,
all right,
as opposed to these idiots
at the Dodger game
who call themselves right, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. I see Clayton Kershaw is trying to put his foot down. A couple of the Dodgers are saying, what are you doing?
Wait
here?
A minute.
Why
here?
Are you having you these idiots this. In here?
Mm-hmm.
Any event, she died in 2019 at the age of 95. She was a founder of her order, the Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles, in Gower, Missouri. And then apparently a construction project came along where she was interred, and they had to dig her up, and ooh, there's not one indication of decomposition.
It's like the Pope's on ice.
Just there's not one sign okay, that she's been buried.
Got it.
How do we...
You know, it's 4 years.
Well, what's the normal process?
Well, the docs are saying, you know, this can happen.
Well, she was 94. How can you even tell anyway?
Well, now, this is another question. Do we embalm
and her
nuns?
Religious habit was perfectly intact.
I like that.
And animals could have gotten to her because it was just a pine box. It wasn't some lead-lined casket. She was perfectly preserved.
Why are we putting a sister of the in a pine box?
That's the way they
simplicity.
Like to go.
Simplicity.
Really?
Simplicity.
Oh,
yes.
Simple, yeah.
Vow of poverty.
Humility. I guarantee you, one of these sisters of perpetual indulgence die and you inter them in 4 years, ain't going to look good. We got news for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we are. Now people are flocking to this town. As well they might, and the monastery has put her in a glass shrine in their church.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so it's a sideshow?
So they didn't...
Well, it's not a card
they
trick.
They didn't replant her?
They haven't planted her yet because...
hey, come on down for $5. You can take a look
what
at...
What kind of... Is this...
That's horrible.
Is this above board? Is this real Catholics?
The Diocese of Kansas City released a statement, the condition of the remains of Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster has understandably generated widespread interest and raised important questions. At the same time, it is important to protect the integrity of the mortal remains of Sister Wilhelmina to allow for a thorough investigation.
Huh.
Medical science has indicated that this can happen. It's rare, but it apparently can happen. But, you know, it's 4 years. I would have been happier with the miracle if it was 40. Yeah. You know,
well,
40,
okay, you
know.
I'll give you that.
Incorruptibility.
You think they're jumping the gun, maybe just a little.
Yeah, you know, 4 years.
Right.
You know. Incorruptibility has been verified. That could be the gum sheet you would. Who knows? Incorruptibility has been verified in the past, but it is rare. There is a well-established process to pursue the cause for sainthood, but that has not been initiated in this case yet, the diocese said. The Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles, also said that Lancaster has not yet reached, it's like the Hall of Fame, you know, has not yet reached the required minimum of 5 years since death for the sainthood process to begin.
Was she double
what
A?
Is it, what is it in baseball?
5 years.
It's just like, yeah, it's just retired. Like the Hall of yep. Fame.
You got to wait. Sorry, Jeter.
You got to wait 5 years. And Rebecca George, an anthropology instructor at Western Carolina University in North Carolina, said the body's lack of decomposition might not be as rare as people are expecting. George said the mummification of unembalmed bodies is common at the university's facility, and the bodies could stay preserved for many years if allowed to. That I did not know. Mm. And typically when we bury people, we don't exhume them, so you don't know what's taking place.
Right.
Right.
Normal process.
But I'm rooting for Wilhelmina.
Is the box she's in now refrigerated?
I think they took her out of the pine box, and they have her in a new glass case.
She's going to get the papal.
Almost
papal
like
treatment.
It's the butterface at the state fair.
No, right. This is the real deal now. This isn't perpetual indulgence. This is the This is the real deal.
Gower, G-O-W-E-R.
Right.
Just hop on southbound 169. You'll be there in a half a day. It's on 169 in Missouri.
Where is it in relation to St. Louis on the compass?
No, let's talk KC. It's all right, south,
it's on that side.
Yeah, it's south and east of KC by, I would say, 45 minutes.
South and east of Kansas City.
Yep.
I'll be damned.
I have a question. Who's the guy that says, hey, Ma, we got a three-day weekend. Let's drive on down to Gower.
I guarantee you that
there's going to be some. It's,
Reavers, you're not quite grasping.
Remember the people that visited the watercolors in Clearwater, Florida? You know,
somebody threw a dreamsicle on the side of a building and it looked like the Blessed Virgin.
I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's a dreamsicle. this is the real deal. I saw a picture of her.
Oh, you did?
Well, you can't tell she was buried.
So this isn't a cult. This is an established religion.
This is Catholics.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like I said, this isn't a coin trick. I mean,
But when you exhume a body, and they dug her up just to relocate her, right?
Yeah, and reporting isn't what it used to be, so I'd like to know how many bodies did you have to exhume, and how many of them were nuns in this order?
And my question is, who makes the decision? Let's,
take a look.
You want to take a peek?
Nah.
That's I kind of want to see.
That's another great question. Reporting, is it what it used to be? What determined that she should be looked at?
You know what really...
Who pried the lid off the box?
Isn't like when I was 5 years old and my turtle died, and I buried it in the backyard and then kept digging it up every day.
Just to see what happened.
I don't see any similarities.
You know, it would show me something if the Royals would have her come throughout the first pitch.
They could at least trot her through.
Okay.
Wow.
Look.
Like a robotic arm?
Maybe lean her up next to the snack bar or something.
Okay.
Those old Wild West criminals, after they've been filled full of bullet holes, they put them in front of the saloon.
There's a method to my madness.
Okay.
The method is this. The news has been full of this dreadful information about these phonies in L.A.
Sure.
Yeah.
Appearing in Anaheim and Dodger Stadium. All they are is mocking, ridiculed fools.
I agree with you, actually. They're not worth
the price of admission. This is the real deal. Right. This nun gave her life from the time she was 11. So there.
There it is.
So you're saying she probably can't throw a good fastball.
More of a changeup right now, a little slower.
But it is like the Hall of Fame. You got to wait 5 years.
Maybe there's a process.
So another year to go before you can.
So that means never married and never.
That's what it means, Kenny. That's what it means.
What about when you're.
Nope.
Alone.
Here's an interesting tidbit that doesn't answer a question. The nuns discovered an intact body and a perfectly preserved religious habit. The nuns had not meant to publicize the discovery, but someone posted a private email publicly and the news began to spread. Volunteers and local law enforcement have helped to manage the crowds in the town of roughly 1,800 people, as people have come from all over the country to see and touch Lancaster. That still doesn't answer the question of why did they take a look at her? We don't know.
Why did they have to open the box?
We don't know that. We don't know how many were exhumed. Again, reporting is, I'm reading from an AP piece. It's by Tricia Ahmed.
Wait. I gave the wrong coordinates. It's north of KC.
All right.
North of KC. I was looking at...
So it's even closer.
Evidently, I was looking at St. Joseph. No, it's directly north of KC.
And not east or west? It's just north of KC.
Just get on, north of KC.
Would I have gone through Gower on 35?
I-35 is east of 169.
I see. All right.
I am seeing a procession, and I'm not being silly, of what you're talking about. I will post this to the GL page. It's actually quite something.
Well, the monastery said her body will be placed in a glass shrine. Visitors will still be able to see her body and take dirt from her grave, but they will not be able to touch her. I thought maybe they could touch her hem or She apparently made that habit herself.
Mm.
Maybe that had something to do with preventing decay. I have no idea. But again, compared to the nun news, it's been in the news lately.
Yep,
I like this. I like this nun news.
Yes. That's a positive.
Yeah. All right. Very good. You will have a 6 o'clock meeting.
I kind of thought that was coming.
Yeah.
Probably 4 to 6.
Kenny's is going to be on Zoom.
I was really close to Gower last Wednesday, a week ago today.
Yeah, just stop by.
Yeah. Say, right now at EcoFun Motorsports, Yamaha, Bintelli, and ScootStar electric bikes are in sale, in stock, and on sale. Take those evil hills out of biking with an electric bike. You can take a test ride at the Forest Lake store on 97, just west of 35, or at the Burnsville store on the Service Road of Life near County Road 42. This is, you got some of the best trails for riding in Minnesota. You might as well take advantage of this. 0% interest for 1 year in all stock electric bikes, all the scooters that turn urban errands into adventures. Some of them get up to 115 miles per gallon, and all you need is a driver's license to ride a 49cc moped. 0% interest for 1 year. Youth ATVs, dirt bikes. A Buck 250, formerly known as the Crossfire 200. That's the golf cart. They're in stock and on sale. Aprilia and Moto Guzzi motorcycles in stock, ready to ride home. I'm telling you, youth recreational equipment, service, apparel, helmets. The Vanderhall and Venice Roadsters in stock. Save $2,000 off MSRP until the end of June on any in-stock models. Two stores for EcoFun. The store that opened last summer in Forest Lake got a large parking lot to test drive all those scooters and bikes. It's on 97, just west of Interstate 35, and in Burnsville on the Service Road of Life, right near County Road 42.
GLers love the DIY stuff that helps our engines last longer and run better. And one easy way you can keep your engine running strong, use Seafoam Motor Treatment. It'll clean your fuel system. It's also an easy way to stay ahead of preventable engine problems. Seafoam Motor Treatment, it helps engines run better and last longer. Safe and easy to use in all types of cars and trucks and engines. Just pour it in your fuel tank and let Seafoam do all the work. You can pick up a can anywhere that automotive products are sold. I've seen it in grocery stores of all places and bait shops. Truly a wonderful product in a world of bad gas, Seafoam.
Great news, garage logicians, and I mean serious good news. Guess who's back? Escape With Us Vacations. Yes, Teresa and Maria are back on Garage Logic to promote a fantastic trip that you're going to learn a lot about. And this is, start saving your money, it is next year. The Adriatic King. It's going to be a 7-night, 18-cabin motor yacht cruising down the coast of Croatia from Split to Dubrovnik. July 14th to the 21st, 2024. I am hosting this trip, my friend. It's next year. It's not this summer. And you can get all sorts of prices. I will have so much information for you, and you might be sitting.
Can I pick a different trip where you're not on it?
Me and my wife, Ramona. Yes, you can pick a night when I'm not on. It's going to be a blast, and we're taking reservations right now at escapewithusvacations.com. If you have questions, pick up the phone and call Teresa or Maria or one of the staff members, 651-788-4338. This is the launch date for Escape With Us Vacations. They're going to be with us throughout the year. And when this fills up, it's going to fill up. I'm sorry. You might have the cabin next to me while I'm snoring after a couple of cocktails. That is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, isn't it?
I'd rather jump off the ship.
I know you would because you work with me, but other people want to see me.
I'd risk sharks.
They took the trip last year, and so did so many GLers, and they absolutely loved it. So it probably is going to fill up quick. EscapeWithUsVacations.com, 651-788-4338. And remember, the trip is next July 14th to 21st, 2024. More details to come. EscapeWithUsVacations.com.
Truth, justice, and the suture.
1, 2, 3. That makes June 3rd this Saturday. Wow, big, big doings with DK Mags coming up this weekend, Saturday. DK Mags providing a Sig Sauer Try Before You Buy event at the Metro Gun Club from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 3rd. Along with this one-day-only event, DK Mags will also be offering 10% off Sig Sauer firearms and accessories, 15% off Sig ammo, and Saturday will be the last day to qualify for the $60 Sig Sauer web store promotion. And if that's not enough, good old DK Mags, they're going to be giving away a Metro Gun Club pistol membership. Just sign up when you try a Sig Sauer coming up this weekend. And when you visit DK Mags, be sure to sign up for a chance to win a second membership. Remember, all of the same pricing available up at their second location, Monticello Pawn and Gun. DK Mags himself on Old 8 in New Brighton, and of course on the web, dkmags.com.
Among the many new laws passed this legislative session.
It's hard to keep up, huh?
It's now law that all new public restrooms have to have adult changing tables.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Change the baby. Daddy poopy.
Some Minnesotans say using public restrooms has been a dehumanizing and disgusting experience because they're on the floor. And getting changed. And
so,
wait adults. A minute. Is this for disabled people?
Well, it's for anybody who needs. I mean, it's for example, here's Linda Hood, a marathoner who lost the use of her legs from a virus. She was Miss Wheelchair Minnesota in 2022, and she led the charge to get adult changing tables in public restrooms. And a woman named Sarah St. Louis has struggled with her son, who has a brain injury, and he's too big for the infant tables.
That's okay. That's a good reason.
So they're going to be the adult
We were just worried tables. It wasn't creepy people with a fetish kind of a thing.
Oh, no.
This was neat.
It's not rookie crap in his pants.
Right. Just throwing away the grunders.
And then his kid having to change them.
Well,
right.
You can't blame these people for not wanting to be on the floor,
but,
for God's sakes.
What? Here's what I don't understand. A lot of those bathrooms aren't big enough to have...
Well, this says new bathrooms.
Okay. New bathrooms.
So I suppose what that suggests is that the new bathroom will have to be big enough to accommodate the adult changing tables.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
And so there you have it. So you might be at a restaurant or...
Reminds me of a story. I was traveling.
Yeah.
And I was not at the MSP airport, but I was at another airport, and I've always fancied myself using the family restroom when I'm traveling.
Yeah. A little more
privacy.
Yep. Yep. And a little room to stretch out.
There was a family that did need the changing portion. I said, really sorry.
Yeah, I remember you bailing out of there. That's like the guy at Home Depot that got the cops called on him. He said, you better call the bomb squad. I'm about to blow this thing up. And they call the cops on them.
Well, it's time for this to happen,
yes.
And many people will benefit
it's
from
about
it.
To
yes.
go down.
Yes.
It's
about to go down. Only because Jesus. They come to us.
God. Kind of went off the rails there.
What the hell just happened?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of new laws passed. I did not know about this until today.
Right.
This is a new law.
Yes.
Right.
So, anyway.
I mean. We never did get a crap update from the flea market that you were taunting with us over the weekend. What did you buy? Did you buy any crap? You kept telling Joe. Do you need
that was at the flea market. I didn't buy
some outboard motors.
Yeah, but just, I mean, I knew they were lousy outboard motors. I just wanted to tease him a little bit. But I made no purchases. Gabe bought some stuff. And that was.
I think the next time you go to the Elko flea market, you need to bring the mayor.
No, I can't.
Come on down, bro.
I'm not going.
And the food, fantastic. Grilled burgers, cheese curds.
Only because they come to us.
Walking tacos.
Okay.
Only because they come to us all the way from Fernandina, the Villages, Florida, from the traveling Lymans.
Yes.
At worldwidewaftage.com.
That's what they're doing. Very nice bathrooms at Elko.
And what do the pink flamingos mean out front? We're down with anything.
Business is open.
They're open for business.
Yeah. Come on, business. All are welcome here.
Right.
On this day in 1819.
Joe, today is the last day of May, May 31st.
Well, let's see which one of you dummies can get this correct. Where was William W. Mayo born?
Rochester.
No.
The Netherlands. The Netherlands.
Well, Kenny's the closest. He was born in England.
England.
On this day in 1819. He was one of the first doctors to ever use a microscope. He arrived in the territory in 1855 and didn't settle in Rochester until 1863.
Do you suppose all his friends saw him using that microscope and they just started making fun of him? Look at Mr. Four Eyes here.
How small are these particles you're trying to view, sir?
I got something to show you.
My good man.
On this day in...
Check out this sample.
On this day in 1853,
May 31st,
Isaac I. Stevens and his surveying crew,
Stevens County,
left Minneapolis to plot a rail route to Puget Sound.
Wow.
That was a very, that was a big task. In 1870, the Northern Pacific Railroad followed this route or route.
Wow.
Route.
Yeah.
What was the exact route?
They went through Glacier.
Yeah, I was just going. I was wondering.
Yep.
And that was Isaac Stevens. And
I believe the Empire Builder still uses most of that same route.
A route is something that's repetitive. I have a mail route.
Paper route.
Really?
No, it's the other way. No, I'm wrong.
Route 66.
A route is something repetitive. A route would be a way to get someplace.
Ah.
What's your route?
R-O-U-T-E.
I think.
Yeah, I'm looking it up, cowboy.
A route. You know, the milkman has a route.
Right. He has to follow things.
And if I'm going to take off and go to Billings, Montana, I have to come up with a route.
You would use it as a verb.
Empire Builder doesn't go through Billings. So.
Whatever.
It's between the noun and the verb.
Yeah.
The noun is a way or course taken... Getting from a starting point to a destination.
What, route?
The most direct route is via
Los
Angeles.
We were right then.
Yeah.
I have the Wikipedia page of the Northern Pacific Railway. Railway.
Okay.
This is cool.
Went right through my town.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
St. Paul to Brainerd. And then, you know, she swam over.
And shot over, right?
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Tom Bernard.
Thank you, and
Tommy.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, it's John here, and I want to tell you how you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. You can get their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Weekly menu of 35 options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. And they use premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus for the no-fuss meals that get rid of the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Just heat and serve. My favorite, the jalapeno lime cheddar chicken. Customize your weekly meals to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Head to factormeals.com/garagelogic50 and use code GarageLogic50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code GarageLogic50 at factormeals.com/GarageLogic50. You get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
9 rounds of golf for $90?
Yep, the Minnesota Golf Passport is back and available now at GarageLogic.com. As a Golf Passport cardholder, you're entitled to 9 18-hole rounds of golf for just one low price of $90. Supplies are limited, so just go to GarageLogic.com and type keyword passport. A $300 golf value for just...
$90?
Now you got it. GarageLogic.com, keyword passport.
If you're looking for other podcasts just like the Tom Bernard Podcast, you'd find that at PodMN on your smartphone. Pretty easy to navigate around. finding the podcast or what your interest may or may not be. PodMN on your smartphone. YouTube, you can subscribe to Garage Logic and be entertained and educated on some of the old videos we have. There's some new ones, but some of the old ones are the most fun because it was a very young staff of Garage. Some stuff brought up the State Fair, etc. Some of our favorites. Check them out and subscribe to Garage Logic on YouTube. One more subscription we'd love you to have. This one will cost you pennies on the dollar. It is the Garage Logic Town Council, found at garagelogic.com. You pay $10 per month or $100 per year. Get a $10 Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Store gift certificate.
And today was the type of day you should have been a member of the Town Council.
Yeah, this is one where you should really have signed up. garagelogic.com.
But before we go, I need to give you GLers one final reminder this month of our good people at Hofferman Water. Hey, you know what? You want to see the best example of the best quality water you want? Go to my Twitter account right now or the Garage Logic Podcast Twitter account. You get a sneak peek right inside my kitchen and see my Hofferman Water drinking water system that I had installed. Let's see, what, one, two, about 6 months ago, actually. I had it installed at the beginning of the year, and I love it. And we use it for everything, coffee, the kids' water bottles, all the, it's fantastic, and I love it. And I haven't bought a bottle of water since we had it installed. So go online right now, HoffermanWater.com. If you go online, you can see everything that they have to offer, courtesy of our friends at Kinetico, whether it's a water softener, an iron, rust, or odor filtration system, or, like I said, a brand new drinking water system. It's going to make an amazing difference in the quality of your water. I've been a customer of Hofferman Water in Connecticut for about a half a decade now, and you'll be amazed at the difference it's going to make in the quality of your water. You get that new system, your showers are better, so is your laundry, your cooking, everything gets better because of Hofferman Water. Get on that schedule right now because you know what? Spring is a very, very busy time for the good people at Hofferman Water. 952-894-4040. That's their phone number, or like I said, just visit their website, HoffermanWater.com. And that's because Hofferman Water has been proudly serving the state of Minnesota for over 50 years. Please do me a favor and let them know that you heard about them here on the Garage Logic Podcast.